hey, you're not just here to listen to our music, although we really appreciate that you did. We have six storytellers or groups of storytellers tonight who are going to do something relating to the theme of fan fiction. I don't know what that is because we don't screen people here. So, you know, we're going to go on a journey, everybody, starting with this person. We actually met them at Logan, I think, was the first time you did this show. So it's pretty appropriate that you're back. They host a podcast called Sell Me a Pup, which is a really great show that involves describing a piece of not real popular culture as though it is real, which is really, really cool. Please welcome to the stage, Chels Harvey. Woo!
Thank you so much, Professor. It's a pleasure to be here. So as you all know, I'm here with the International Guild of Wizarding Marketers. Oh, can I move this? Is that around? Can you do it? Thank you. Thank you so much.
Better?
I'm very tall. It means I'm better at lying to you. Okay. So as you all know, your students in the marketing program here at Hogwarts, each year we update and modernize what I like to call PWISM. It's the professional wizarding intelligent uses of magic. It's our way of marketing and finding marketing demographics to target you with. So this year we thought to ourselves, what's something that is kind of a marginalized group, something that we haven't really had a chance to talk about? And so I'd like to introduce to you this year The Boys Who Lived. Now, The Boys Who Lived are now in their late 40s and early 50s. These male wizards grew up on chocolate frogs, vomit-flavored beans, and an exaggerated sense of self-importance and bravado. The Boys Who Lived have settled into single-family homes, adopting non-magical hobbies like whittling, cooking, and questioning a young adulthood shaped almost entirely by a deluded sense of entitlement when it came to breaking rules meant to keep other wizards safe. This marketing segment is driven by emotional suppression, selfishness in the name of being the hero, and the secret desire to own the newest, fastest racing broom on the recreational Quidditch pitch. The Boys Who Lived use Yelp, listen to alternative music, and tend to seek out draft and micro butterbeers in the pub. This marketing segment has gone long ignored by society at large, a minority amongst minorities. Raised by muggles, they provide the perfect opportunity for the multicultural marketer capable of appealing to a wizard's curiosity and a muggle's need for social acceptance. Here at PWISM, intersectionality isn't just a buzzword. The Boys Who Lived have what every wizarding marketer seeks, an enormous fortune left behind by two dead parents and the dull, empty itch to spend it. The Boys Who Lived are a new addition to the Marketer's Handbook, intended to build out more realistic, dynamic personas that utilize real data and research. PWISM's unique, proprietary blend of gendered stereotypes and ageism-driven insights can arm you, the newest class of wizarding marketers, with the exact demographic target on which to set the sights of your wizarding candy, slick new dress robes, or practical joke spellbook. Muggle marketers aren't the only ones allowed to profit off the vulnerabilities of minority groups, like the Boys Who Lived. For just 10 galleons a year, you could earn a substantial fortune from PWISM's wealth of wizarding demographic data. Thank you, Professor Fizziwig, for letting me visit your class today. And for those interested in learning more about demographic data-driven marketing, find me on LinkedIn.
That was real good. I'm Professor Fizziwig, everybody. So, that is also a great segue, because I should introduce also our special guest team up for the night. As we tend to do, we're here with the Potterotica podcast. Let's give it up for them.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some Harry Potter stuff happening now. Thanks for taking that off, Chuck. Also, before I say anything, who here works in marketing? I know there's a couple people, right? Oh my gosh.
You guys didn't laugh hard enough. People who work in marketing.
This is
then
I'm going to keep my opinions to myself then, but thank you, Chels, for kicking over. No, marketing is great, guys. Let's get out there and make some hot content.
All right.
All right.